So far, the kind of horror stories I have seen had a few things in common. The victim, in most cases, happens to be alone and everything happens during the day. But what if I tell you that the story I'm about to share terrified the living crap out of me in broad daylight? That too, in public. I work at Burger King. Yes, it's my full-time job. I dropped out of college and moved out because my addict parents, who fought like animals under one roof. Generally, after all that traumatic childhood, you feel nothing can shock you anymore, but let me tell you, you are wrong. So wrong. It was a busy Wednesday afternoon. The restaurant was running in full swing. Customers were getting takeaways or eating with their close ones. I have just finished serving 5 tables simultaneously.
Hey, I'm going for a smoke. Okay, I got you, Rosie.
I went to the back of the restaurant. I was standing beside the dumpster smoking and observing cars drive by and people walking on the street, when I suddenly noticed our manager sitting on the opposite sidewalk and moving back and forth in a crazy way. I zoomed in with my back camera just when she looked at me. Her eyes were closed and she had a smile on her face.
Whoa, that's creepy.
She then got up and started crossing the road with her eyes closed. Her smile got bigger every time she made it past a horrible runover. I couldn't watch it anymore. I ran inside to talk to our employees about this, just when she started banging the restaurant door like a maniac.
I'll break you! I'll finish you! You can't escape me!
The entire place broke into chaos as we all watched our manager damaging her own property with violent rage. She looked furious and mentally unstable from the way she behaved. The kids started crying out of panic. Everyone was so shocked to see a random stranger behave like that, they forgot to do anything. Suddenly, one man standing close to the door tried to calm the woman down. Miss? Miss? What are you doing? Please tell me what is your problem!
I don't want to hear anything!
She just kept screaming and banging on the door. The door was already broken and hung to its last few breaths when the man tried to stop her and the woman slapped him out of the blue.
Don't interrupt me!
Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing?
One of our employees charged her. Immediately, a few others went along.
Donna? Donna! What are you...
Stay away from me!
The man who just got slapped lost his head and pushed the Donna away. Realizing the man is stronger than her, she calmed down. But instead of leaving, she walked right in. And boy, the way she entered. She gestured her hand in the air and started making a whooshing sound from her mouth.
Whoosh!
She constantly did this and pushed some invisible energy towards the man like she was trying some mind control trick on him.
Oh my god! We need to call the cops. This woman is crazy! She's trying some black magic thingy. Freak! I'll call the owner now.
My fellow employee Riley rushed to the other corner and I dialed 911. Once she got in, she started bizarrely moving her hands, like she was casting a spell on everyone inside the restaurant. This made all the customers scream and back off from her.
Where is she? Where is she?
She jumped on the counter and started stomping on it with her feet.
The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain, and the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again.
Her eyes popped out like evil. The way Donna screamed, spitting all over us, was a sight I'll never forget. And suddenly, she jumped on the other side of the counter, running straight into the kitchen. Our chefs moved away from her path in fear, and she walked straight to Riley, who was sitting at a table talking to the owner. Before we all knew it, she jumped on her and grabbed her shirt. Then she took her face extremely close to her and started growling at her like a wild animal.
Ah.
Riley began screaming, but Donna didn't let her go. Instead, she started shaking her violently and screaming at her like a possessed woman. She started slapping and punching her. Riley's shout for help made two men rush to the woman. It was impossible to separate her. The men even couldn't do it.
I am going to crush you like a spider, you filthy woman!
Donna ripped Riley's clothes, giving her trauma for a lifetime. Now, I couldn't watch it anymore. I dropped my phone and jumped on them. Seeing my step up, all the women employees came to Riley's rescue. We understood that men are not going to be able to raise their hands at her, so if anything needs to be done now, must come from the girl gang. As we all jumped on Donna and grabbed her, she slowly let go of Riley, but kept throwing punches and kicks. She even spat at us, but we didn't let her go. Now that she was trapped, she stopped pushing it.
Don't touch me! Don't! Leave me, okay?
We let her go, but guarded her so she couldn't harm anyone anymore. When the cops came and arrested her, she started crying.
Please, let me go home. I haven't slept for a long time. My mind is going crazy. I can hear the voices in my head 24/7. They just won't stop talking, please.
The restaurant got taken over by her relative and she never came back. All we got to know from workplace gossip is that her husband cheated on her with some woman, and it made Donna go crazy. I'm still working here, and I hope I get to see Donna again, but as a happy, peaceful person. Donna, if you're watching this...
I hope you're getting the help you need. Take care.
The story you just saw is based on this true footage shot at a Burger King outlet. The day was going like usual when suddenly the manager of the outlet snapped out and started behaving like crazy. She began damaging the restaurant in complete rage, and when a customer tried to stop her, she slapped him. The manager then moved on with her vile insults and weird behavior, and even attacked a Burger King employee. Her insanity carried on until the cops showed up and calmed her down. The reason of such outbursts is still unknown, but it terrifies to witness how a perfectly normal human being being turned into a deranged madwoman that no one saw coming.
Most of you probably ate at Burger King, but did any of you work there? My name is Alan, and I guess you could say I survived working there. It all started when my twin brother and I went in for an interview. We were about to enter the store, but from the glass entrance, a silhouette was watching us closely. It was a strange being. It looked like a statue, but we could see how it moved. I couldn't see the details, but I could see its dark red eyes looking directly at us. Was it a prop? As soon as we entered the store, I quickly looked in the direction of where we were being watched, but there was nothing there. After that, we went for the interview, and luckily, we both got the job. When we started working there, we always did the same task. Surely being twins, they thought we would understand each other better, and they weren't wrong. But neither of us was ready for what was going to happen to us. On the first day, we were sent to clean the warehouse, and strange things soon happened. The place was usually dark and cold. The lights were on, but we still couldn't see the end of the room. It was huge, bigger than the rest of the Burger King. We walked straight ahead, and at the back, something was waiting for us. The same silhouette that was watching us from the window in our interview was now standing in the distance, walking towards us. Its deformed black face was terrifying. It was something from another world. It looked like a demon that had come up from hell itself to get us. Suddenly, all the files were around us and many papers went everywhere. The distraction made me lose sight of the demon. It was no longer there.
Alan, are you okay? What happened?
You lost consciousness for a second. You fainted and screamed. Luckily, no one heard you. What happened?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I must be stressed because it's the first day.
I know my excuse was lame, but for some reason, my brother didn't ask me any more questions and we continued working. When I got home, everything got worse. Maybe I was going crazy, but I felt like something had followed us. Everywhere I went felt cold. I felt watched. And worst of all, I couldn't talk about it with my brother because something was wrong with him. I felt that he was the one who was watching me. One night, I opened my eyes at 4 a.m. and something woke me up. I started to inspect my house and that's when I saw him. My brother was standing in front of the TV. There was only interference on it, but he was looking at it as if something was going on.
Yes. Okay.
Had my brother gone crazy? At that moment, I realized something else. My brother wasn't standing on anything. He was floating. Suddenly, he turned toward my position, and without walking, he floated quickly in my direction. I ran as fast as I could and locked myself in my room. He was banging his head on my door. This went on for about an hour until it simply stopped. During the morning, I opened the door in terror, and behind it, my brother was still standing there, looking at me indifferently.
Hey, Alan.
And out of nowhere, he was gone. That's when I realized it wasn't the Burger King that was possessed. It was my brother. The next day, we both went to work. He pretended nothing had happened, so I pretended nothing had happened. Our boss called to ask how we were adjusting. We both walked to his office, but on the way there, my brother spoke to me.
Hey, Alan. What?
Don't talk about me!
We walked into the boss's office. He didn't ask us any weird questions. He asked me how we liked working in the kitchen, if we were comfortable at the Burger King, and a few other questions. Before we left, I dared to ask him a question disobeying my brother.
Hey boss, do you mind if my brother and I work separately? We always have to do the same task.
Excuse me? What brother?
My brother, the one sitting next to me.
Is this some kind of joke? There's no one next to you, and in the interview you told me you had no brothers.
Confused, I turned around and saw my brother. He was smiling in a macabre way. His face was completely deformed and his eyes were bloodshot. He had a grin from ear to ear. Behind him, peeking out of his back, was the black demon I had seen earlier. He was smiling as he pulled out his long tongue that went like a tube into my brother's ear.
I told you not to mention me!
Suddenly, my brother stood up and with abysmal force, he picked me up and threw me against the wall. He started walking in my direction with the demon behind, still spying on me over his shoulder.
Hey, what's going on? Are you alright?
My boss couldn't see my brother. Did he hypnotize him? Is he invisible?
You still don't get it, Alan. I am not invisible, and I didn't hypnotize anyone.
How did he know what I was thinking? Did I speak out loud without realizing it?
No, I know everything you're thinking, Alan. You still don't get it. You don't have any brothers, dummy. You're the one who's possessed.
What? Security! Come immediately!
And that's the end of my work experience at Burger King, and possibly any other. I still don't know if I'm really possessed or if I've just gone crazy. Sometimes I wake up during the night laughing out loud, and when I look out the window, I see the demon walking around outside my room. I know he could come in whenever he wants, but he likes to provoke me, to make fun of me. I don't think I'll ever get out of here, but on second thought, maybe that's for the best.
I've come across some strange people in my life. That tends to happen when you work an 8-hour shift at a drive-thru located at the busiest intersection in the city. The weird, the eccentric, and once, just once, the downright evil. I don't work there anymore, you see. There are a lot of bad memories tied to that place. People I wish I didn't remember. Things I'd rather forget. I was fresh out of high school when I got a job at the local Burger King. I was taking a gap year and I thought it wouldn't hurt to have some extra cash in hand, so I went for it. It wasn't glamorous work by any means, far from it, Some customers were just the absolute worst, impossible to please, screaming at you for getting some overly convoluted order even the slightest bit wrong with mouthfuls full of slush and half-chewed bread. I hated every second of it. At least, every second that she wasn't around. Ashley Barrett, dark hair, green eyes. I thought she was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. Still do. She worked the shift with me, and whenever she was around, we somehow managed to make those awful hours somewhat bearable for each other. I decided to ask her out one night that summer. I mean, what harm could it possibly do? We got along well enough, and I could tell that she liked me as much as I liked her. I walked up to her that day, with two tickets to the newest Marvel movie at the time hidden behind my back. Ashley?
What's up?
Got any plans after this?
After what? My shift? I don't think so. I'll probably just head home. Lord knows I could do with some rest. My back is killing me. Why do you ask?
I was actually thinking, I was wondering if you'd like to go to the movies with... What the?
Who could that be? Wait a second. That's the truck I told you about. The one that's been parked across the street for the past week.
Ashley told me she had first noticed the beat-up truck parked across the road from the store sometime in the previous week. She had noticed it every day since then. The driver never once got out of the car. He just sat in there for hours on end, watching, waiting. According to her, he usually arrived just after her shift started and drove off just before she got off work. It was certainly creepy, but she had never really thought much of it until now.
I've got to take this, Jack. We'll talk later, yeah?
Yeah, sure thing.
Good evening, sir. Can I take your order? Hello?
I'll have a... I'll have a...
Are you all right, sir? Do you need some help? Do you need water? I'm going outside. I've got to try and help him.
Ashley, look, we don't know who this guy is. I don't think it's the best idea to go out there, especially not this late.
Just watch the store, okay?
Ashley, wait! I called after her, but she was out of the door before I knew it. Looking back now, I should have done something. I should have locked the door. I should have held her back. But I just stood there, frozen. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened next. My legs were stuck in place. I tried to scream, but my voice was stuck in my throat. I pulled myself together and dialed 911 on the landline. Before they even picked up, I ran outside after Ashley as fast as my legs could carry me. But by the time I got to the truck, the driver had picked her up and dumped her in the back seat. He was a big man. Thin but big boned, with sickly yellow eyes and red sores all over his ugly face.
Hey! Stop right there, or I've called the cops! They're going to be here any minute, you hear me? So put her down before you make things worse for yourself!
The man's laugh sent a chill down my spine. It was cold and unearthly, and even though I had no proof, I knew at that moment that it was the laugh of a killer.
And what is it that you're gonna do exactly with those scrawny arms and that pathetic stance? Huh? Run along, boy, like the good little dog you are. You son of a...
He stepped up to me and hit me once with his fist, cracking my nose and loosening a couple of my teeth. I collapsed to the ground immediately. The last thing I remember seeing were the taillights of his beat-up truck as he drove away with my friend in the back seat. When I came to, there were cops on the scene. I found myself in a paramedic truck. A cop came over to question me about the incident. I told him everything I knew, and he promised me that they'd have Ashley home in no time. It's been a year since that night. I quit my job. The tickets I got are still sit on my desk collecting dust. I can't go to the movies anymore. A few months ago, I got word that they were able to track the truck of the guy who took Ashley. The police department got an anonymous tip that a similar vehicle to the one from the security footage was parked by an abandoned cabin somewhere deep in the woods. When they went in, though, the cabin was empty. The only thing they ever found were Ashley's silver watch and a clean white wedding gown draped over a mannequin.